Oh, when she's spoon and
Like a
I
BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bye moment of the
chaotic bye moment. Yeah. And you're watching Black Bye Reality.
Black Bye Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment writer currently covering reality TV over at Pop Heist. We are talking about Perfect Match Season 3, 7 to 9 episodes. So, of course, there will be spoilers. If you haven't watched yet, please like, bookmark, and come back. But other than that, I'm joined by my co-host, Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
Hey there. And for this season, we have Destination X's Ty Lowry.
Hello. Here with us.
Hello. These episodes, guys. So right now we're in the thick of it. Basically, all these people have couples. We get perfect matches split for a day.
Yes.
But don't worry, these men were still active in that day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They were busy that one day. They made sure that they took full advantage of it.
Exactly.
Full advantage. And then the whole fallout and regrouping. Shall we start? We go by couple. With Sandy and Louie, mm-hmm. I'm not surprised that Louie acted up. That's what he's here for.
Exactly. He is in the right place. He's been waiting for this moment. You can see it written all over his face. He's like a kid in a candy store. He's like, bring the women out. Bring the girls back out. And yep, Alex, that's who he was waiting on. That's who he had his focus on. So he was just living it up.
Yeah. And Hannah tried to get in there. The Hannah situation's very weird because, for one, we know Hannah's pregnant. By who? We don't know. Oh, Quita, you did not know this.
No.
Okay.
I don't watch the mole.
Wait a minute. I loved her from the mole, by the way.
Yeah.
But who's she pregnant by? Who her baby daddy?
That's the thing. We don't know. She's been covering the face and everything. And she's kind of angry because she's like, hey, all these other main cast members can be seen with other people. Louie was seen out with Love Island USA's Huda. And then we know Ollie and AAD are engaged. She's like, I was not allowed to give any updates. And I'm here fully pregnant. So, and by seeing these episodes, she didn't make the cut in the final episode. So we don't know who
so
she went
why,
on the date
why
with.
Would, yeah, why would it matter? Whoever her baby daddy is, like,
I don't
wow.
know. I don't think it's anyone that. From That's, the cast.
Wow. No, probably not at all. But still, like you said, she was in what, one episode for like 15 minutes. So
right.
Why does she have to keep her business under wraps? But congratulations to Hannah.
Yes.
I know she's expecting. I remember she had that that three-way kiss with her and Louie and Alex on the show.
Yeah. So I guess Louie got partially what he wanted after Alex proposed, hey, if I'm going to be in a relationship with someone, it has to involve another woman. But also, this was really messy.
It was very messy. And for me, just the timing of it, of Louie kind of being upset with Sandy about the kissing game and being so adamant that he did not want to kiss multiple women, to then go to the boys' day and kiss two women at the same time and then go to the pool and continue to make out with Alex. I'm just like, now what's the actual truth?
I think the actual truth is multiple men are doing this. I think when they're in a couple, they want to act like, oh my goodness, you're the only one I want to focus on, and just be lovey, 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 dovey. And then when they're separated, now all of a sudden it's about testing things. But really, they made the woman so invested into the relationship. She's not thinking about doing anything, and he gets to go free because he is not as committed.
Exactly.
Yeah, the mixer day for the boys is essentially a hall pass, and you're right, they're going to put it under the guise of testing the relationship or testing the connection. But really, I mean, he even had instructed AD, don't tell Sandy about what I'm doing up in here. That's not your place. That's not your business. Let me be the one to tell.
First of all,
AD looks no good.
First of all, AD shouldn't have been there. Can we talk about this?
For me, I was just like, did the producers not think about the timing? Because I was just like, the whole pulling AD and Freddie out of the house to then immediately have them back with their other person, but they're in this environment where essentially they can be moles for the other side in a way, which I don't think the men were even thinking about Freddie giving them feedback. Like, they didn't even ask Freddie about what happened.
They don't care. They don't really care. They were too focused on the girls coming up in their mixer, okay? Exactly. One thing at a time. They got a one-track mind. That's all that they were focused on.
Absolutely. Yeah, because for me, but I'm like, were the producers trying to make AD a mole? Like, were they trying to shake it up in that way where there was a woman there who had built bonds with the other women who were in the house and like see what the men did? Because I think, yeah, last season, the separation day, that there was nobody to spy on the boys, right? Which is why Harry got to do what he did, and the men were like holding rank and not telling the truth about what Harry did. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm just like, okay, this is kind of inherently awkward because AD is going to tell the women what she saw. Like, and I don't care how many 100%. Pinky promises she did with Louis or Daniel. We knew she was going to go back into that villa and tell the women exactly what happened.
Yeah.
As she should. Okay. Immediately.
I think they could have, because honestly, like, the whole point was to split the very strong couples. They could have just let Justine, oh my gosh, continue on with Ollie. That gives at least 2 days. And then they can reunite. But also, this move was very weirdly similar with what they did on the recent season of Love Island USA. But it was like huge circumstances. It was Orlandria and Nick getting knocked out, and they were like, okay, you can both live together in Casa Amor. And everyone's like, oh, Alandria. And Alandria's like, these girls are the ops. I am not mixing with them, and I'm just gonna wait for my original girlies to come. And I'm like, that would be the vibe for 80. It's not fun for anyone.
Exactly.
Ollie didn't partake in them kissing. We'll get there. We're still on Louis.
We'll get to them, but
we're still on Louis.
So, Louis did the most. Sandy was surprised. What are you surprised for?
Yeah, I know. When she got up and walked away, I'm like, and she was embarrassed. You know who you're with, okay? You know how this man is. There should be no surprises. That should be an expectation, all right? Yes. That he was over there kissing, hooking up, making out, having fun. Because that's what he's on the show for. He's on the show to have fun. He's not looking for nothing serious. He's not looking for long term. You don't want to be locked down. He wants to have a good time. That's what he's going to do, especially when she's not around.
Yeah, I was really shocked when she was talking to Clayton and was like, you know, Louis and I are so good. I trust him. I'm just like, ma'am, what would give you the thought that you could trust Louis in a house full of other women, one of which he's already been on a date on, and it caused conflict between the two of y'all? What would give you the idea that he would go and just like play patty cake with the other women?
I don't know if she's just getting attached to him more, but girl, wake up. This is Louis we're talking about, okay?
Yes. I think she was also, when she was on the ultimatum, she was very used to like having the two men chase her. One, of course, being her actual boyfriend, and then JR, who was continuously trying to chase her on this one. So I think she's very used to that. So she's kind of like, what? Excuse me. Kind of like her doppelganger Jessica, but it's like, girly pop, it's not even about you and what you are bringing to the table. This is him, and it's been him. Now, I feel like the producers so badly wanted these two to get back together. The thing is, JR was already in this house trying. Whatever interaction they had in passing then, it didn't work. And I get that she didn't choose this, but I was like, this is like, it feels produced. But I also get that the people who had to make a pick, it's like the last day. What are we going to do?
Right. Exactly. Put the two people together where they have history. They've dated before. Let's see if there's, you know, another spark there. JR is trying his hardest. I think at one point he said like, oh, something like, you're not a babysitter, or what are you doing babysitting, because Louie's a child and things like that. I mean, he's trying to get back in there. But to my surprise, Sandy's like, I'm good where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I'm good with my man child. She don't want to go back to JR. She don't want to get wrapped up in his mess again. I mean, I don't blame her for that either. JR is not my favorite. But but JR, Louie, I might have been leaning a little bit more towards JR if I was in her position.
It definitely felt like the producers wanted them to go on a date. And I feel like they probably had hoped when Sandy was in the boardroom, she would have sent herself on the date. She did not do that. It felt a little too late. You know, it's like if she switched up on Louie at this part of the game, there's no way her and JR could have not been the perfect match. Whereas like her and Louie been out here wiling, but they are one of the longest lasting couples. So I still don't think they'll win, but they have more of a chance of winning together than her switching up with JR right now.
Well, we can't forget last season's winners. That really was a last minute match. And we learned that there was more gaming with all the people who are outside the house. Mm-hmm. Like they were very mad at people who were inside the house. Mm-hmm. So they kind of teamed up and became a voting block.
Right. But I think what actually worked for them is both of those folks were newer to the villa together. Whereas I feel like if Sandy switched up and chose JR, I don't think they would have enough votes they would have no chance at all.
I mean, do we think that Sandy and Louie really have a chance though?
Okay. Really? I'm thinking about it. And I'm also thinking about this as an edited show. Therefore, we need to know who has been having the most time on the screen for us to get invested in some kind of win. Mm-hmm. And I actually think Sandy and Louie might win.
Mm, wow.
They're one of the main storylines for sure. They're also some of the most popular on social media. There is, of course, AD and Ollie. But like with the spoiler of them being engaged, I think the rumor was, and then they also didn't win this show. So it's like what happened on this show is very interesting that they become engaged, having a baby, and yet the people on their cast is like, I'm not voting for them as perfect.
Voting for them. Yeah.
So, but that spoiler could also be wrong. I don't know. But we already got a very confirmed spoiler. So, who else? I personally like Freddie and Madison, but they're not in this show.
No, they're not participating.
They're not getting no screen time. But they look content together.
They do.
They look so cute. They're like brushing their teeth in the corner and they're just like, I was like, oh, that's cute. They're vibing, but they're not getting no screen time.
They feel like they're watching the show with us at times, you know?
Yes. And I'm like, what is that? Like, did someone hate them? Like, what is it? Is it that Madison didn't play the field and Freddie didn't play the field, so we're not showing them? Simple as that. Right. You have to mess up.
Because I feel like Sandy and Louis are strong because of how much camera time that they've had. And I feel like the conflict that Lucy and Daniel have had, in some instances, Louis has showed up better than Daniel, which is wild.
Yeah.
Wild to me. The way that there'll be moments where him and Sandy are having almost the same argument that Lucy and Daniel are having, but Daniel stays like immature the whole time, and Louis at a certain point will click in and be like, dang, these are my feelings, you haven't done anything wrong, you know. So I feel like he feels better to a viewer to watch him too with Sandy, even though he's wilding, acting a fool. But like, even this date, right, where he's like all cute and he makes her like a fruit platter and thing, he seems like cuter with her.
Yeah, more palpable.
Yes, more palpable, there we go.
Yes,
than Daniel.
More yeah. Yes. I agree. Think he also is aware, like, Perfect Match is kind of a ripoff of Love Island. And this is something that they do on Love Island. It is cute. But yeah, I actually think that these two, I wouldn't be surprised if they end up being the winners.
Wow.
You have to like readjust yourself, Ty, because that was not the case.
Just be for real, and we know, like, spoiler, real life, he's with Hutta, you know. So yeah. I don't know. I see them as kind of, I guess, I heard this term throughout these episodes, a strategy couple, you know, just making it to the end for the win. But I don't buy it in real life, not for one second.
Oh no, not in real life. Okay, let's move on to our next ones. AD and Ollie, woo, they had an interesting time, a roller coaster of a time. One of the front runners, for sure, possibly winners. I could be wrong. I'm going to say that. But AD and Ollie, they had their ups and biggest downs in this episode. They had a different road because, like we said, AD was there with all of the new girlies. Ollie wasn't going to mess up in front of her, so all she can do is try to get that information about his time with another woman, which was Justine, and he lies.
Oh, you know, I liked Ollie and AD together a lot more before this batch of episodes. His lying, his reaction, I mean, all of it. I want better for our girl. I mean, what's done is done by now. What's done is done.
Exactly.
So, you know,
But this is what I was saying. He likes doing the hot and cold. And I feel like most of these men are using the same thing. I'll even say Daniel does this. It's just they're nice and hot when you're right in front of them. And then when you're not in front of them, they'll blindside you with some coldness. Justine said he was the best cuddler in the world. And now we know why they put that clip in. Because this man was like, not really. I didn't really cuddle.
Right. It's like, what do you mean, Ollie? And she's like, so are you saying y'all went to sleep cuddling and then you woke up and you weren't cuddling? And he's like, no, not really. Ollie, be so for real. Be so honest with yourself. Yeah,
he said, like, no, not really. And she's like, okay, like partial cuddling, full cut. Like, what is it? Just spit it out. Just be upfront. Hey, I was having this experience. This is what I did. You were gone. So I was matched with somebody else. I explored it. Just be upfront. Just be honest about it. And then there's no issues. But he wants to dance around it. And oh, not really. This or that. I mean, from AD, I felt like as a lawyer, it was a beautiful cross-examination. Okay. She was rapid fire hitting it. This, that. What you mean by this? Is it this? Is it that? She was just kept him coming. And you saw him sweating a little bit. You know, he was in that pressure cooker. He was in the hot seat, as he should be. But she wouldn't have to have that approach with him if he could just say, hey, I want to lay all my cards out on the table with you right now. And then just tell her. But when you're forcing, you're putting her in the position like that, yeah, you're going to get grilled.
And it just never makes sense to me when these men are lying, when there are cameras everywhere. Ollie and Justine were sitting cuddled up together on a couch with a camera directly in front of them where Justine says, that was a great cuddle last night. Right. So I'm just like, Ollie, use your common sense that mm-hmm. this, sure, you can make it through the game lying to AD, but if you planned on having, continue to have a relationship with her post this show, she is going to see what happens and there will be consequences to your actions. Yep. Louis knows there will be no consequences to his actions because he has no intent on continuing to dating Sandy after this show, which us now, we see that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Louis can act a plum fool because he know after this, whether we win or lose, I'm going on my way and making my way to the next TV baddie. Ollie, if you thought there was 1 second that you might, after the show, continue to date AD, why would you lie in her face about this?
He probably didn't foresee that. Like, it's very possible. It's very possible he thought he was just going to have fun in America. This man is from the UK, so it's not far-fetched.
Filming abroad, in Tulum, nice paid vacation, women walking around in bikinis and stuff. You know, why not? Do it for the experience. And then he was going to go back to London and live his regular life. But as we know, they did continue their relationship outside of the show. And on the show while filming, it did seem like he did have genuine feelings for AD. Until she left and she's not in front of his face anymore.
Ollie sometimes was doing some of the most egregious things because of what he would be saying to Justine as well. Like that moment where they were cuddled up on the couch and he told Justine, like, I could see myself having a future with you and with AD. But it's like from the viewer's view, he spent like what, maybe 18 hours with Justine or something, maybe 24. It's like you've been paired up with AD this entire time. So sure, by the time you're saying I can see a future with you, like let's have kids, it can kind of make sense, but to spend a day with Justine and then be saying similar things is alarming.
They recycle the same lines. That's all it is. They recycle the same lines.
It's like, yes.
Oh, they're on autopilot. Like truly. That's all it is.
I think it truly is. Yeah, I feel the same for both of you. And at this point, it's not very high. Again, I was like, I'm waiting for adjectives to spill out the way that man was giving adjectives about that one woman on Love is Blind. If I'm not hearing that, I'm not thinking he's actually excited about the connection. Now, I think how Ollie deals with being confronted, because it took AD, first of all, asking all these women. I was uncomfortable with this, but it is realistic. Basically, AD spills out to Lucy and Sandy what their men were doing.
And Rachel. Day.
Yes, and Rachel. And then when she was done, she was like, do you guys have anything to tell me? It felt like this is a favor exchange. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So after she gets the information, she goes back to Ollie, and I wrote, Ollie plays dead. It's very weird that now men have, I think, learned, most of them, I can't deny when I'm caught. So I'm going to say, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I feel like a jerk. Basically, and every time the woman.
The same lines. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and every time the woman is voicing her feelings and how she's hurt, they're still like, I'm sorry, I'm taking accountability. But it's like, that doesn't, it's so detached, and it's like playing dead when it's like, you hurt someone. Can we stay in that like emotion part and say something to this person of like, about their hurt feelings?
Now the men, they want to get past that. They want to get past that part as quickly as possible. Okay. Yeah. They're like, okay, I'll acknowledge, like, yeah, I messed up. I'm a bonehead. I shouldn't have done this. Sorry. Okay. Not okay. Sorry. Not okay. No. So I like when AD was saying, like, I don't want to hear that you're sorry. You know, I don't want to hear that anymore. Like, you need to change your behavior. You need to show me. So I like that she was holding him accountable and, you know, she was very direct with him. I felt like she was really mature when she confronted him about it. But Ollie, he don't care.
He doesn't.
At the end of the day, I don't think he care.
And especially with what he says later. Go ahead, Quita.
I was going to say, and the way he started an argument with her about her flirting with Ray after he had the chance to be honest with her, lied to her face, she had to speak to the other women and Justine to get the truth. And then he's just kind of like, I'm sad that she's sad, but not I, like, I'm sad that I hurt her. Like, he wouldn't own that he hurt her. It's very just like the blanket apology. And then to act a fool about her having two chats with Ray, which he knew that she wasn't actually genuinely interested with Ray. There's no chance of her matching with Ray. There's probably a higher likelihood of her leaving before even matching with Ray. And for him to have that argument with her, I'm just like, okay, Ollie, be so for real with yourself. Like, this is so immature. Like, it's so immature.
Let's talk about that. Because, again, these men are all operating from the same place, because Louie says that about Sandy when she goes on her date with JR. And he was like, well, if she's just going to do something because I did something, then I wouldn't want to be with her because it's too late for that. And it's too late for that. Isn't what you did like a day or two ago? Like, what are you talking about? And you're mad at her for laughing and talking to another person. Because I have noticed Ollie has played the jealous thing, which a lot of these men do. Daniel plays it. And it's like, you should know how I feel because I'll snap out if anyone looks at you a type of way. And that's love. That's a very childish, toxic idea of what actually being in love is. Is it wild for me to say, I feel like Perfect Match kind of like fetishizes cheating? like
they definitely encourage it, though.
They try to make each other jealous, and then the whole point, though, like, almost the one thing you're not supposed to do, though, is actually leave with the other person. What you're supposed to do is kiss and make up your original partner. And now you're doing everything right. Instead of like, actually, it would have been totally valid if AD actually tried to do something with Ray. I would have respected it. But these men are like, I can do wrong and you should forgive me. But how dare you if you like try to beat me at my game or something.
Yeah. And Ollie, that argument that he started with her, accusing her of disrespecting him. And then we see those scenes where she's raising her voice. She's getting more passionate. She's getting more angry, like saying like, you don't know what disrespect is.
Period.
Okay, you are. Yeah. And that's what triggered him when she said it's giving insecure. Oh, I'm not insecure, and this, and you're disrespecting me. Immediately he deflects and tries to flip it and say, oh, well, now you disrespected me because you were laughing, you know, you had two chats with Ray and you were laughing. It's so toxic. It's giving red flag. But again, what's done is done. And, you know, hoping the best, especially now that there's a child involved.
Yes.
But I was very surprised and disappointed.
But one thing, I loved Justine and AD's conversation throughout all this. They were very respectful, very celebratory. Justine's like, I watched you on Love is Blind. Like, I'm not here to go against you. And
yeah, she was very supportive of her and her journey, like hoping, like genuinely, like, want you to find love too, sis. You know, like, you've been through it. We saw, you know, and AD's, you know, she's a beautiful person. I think she has like a really good heart and we all want the best for her. So I really appreciated the conversation that they had and the maturity between and the support, you know, seeing that support between especially two Black women. I really appreciated seeing that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, their conversation was kind of like what we saw between Jessica and what's her name? Is it?
Oh, yes.
Melissa? I can't remember. But how their conversation went so left on season two, and Jessica was defensive and got angry with the other woman who was being honest about what happened with Harry. Whereas in this instance, Justine and AD were able to have a conversation, relate to each other of like, no, the person doing the wrongdoing was the man in this scenario. And we don't need to be upset with each other about it. Like, Ollie's the problem. And Justine being like, you know, like, I just want her to find a good man. Right. And recognizing that Ollie's not acting like a good man.
I'm mad at Ollie for making a Black woman jump out of her character on television. Like, they all sleep in the same building. and AD is shouting about disrespect, and we cut to Madison and Freddie clearly hearing what's said and repeating. You think that's not going to come up on the finale when we have votes? We might have tanked it for the both of them. They might have voted for them to win and then hear that, and they're like, they come back home and hate each other.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And not to compare lies, right? But I think he did the most avoidant, like, omission, aside from, like, Scott, which, I mean, Scott and Rachel never had a chance anyway, but he never directly answered any of AD's questions. Whereas, like, Louis and Daniel, did they lie? Did they omit things, right? Yes, but they, the Sandy and Lucy knew something, right? They knew something of it. When AD talked to Justine, she knew nothing. Like, Justine was telling her brand new information about everything of it. And I'm like, okay, Ollie, that is weird. I don't know why you would have omitted every single piece of what happened, knowing that Justine and AD were going to be in the same place eventually.
Yeah, it's very odd, because in another scene, when he's just doing a confessional talking to the camera, he admits it, like, oh, that's stupid of me to lie. And I'm like, yeah, get up, go walk over to her. And go tell her right now, hey, you know what? I don't know what got into me. Look, I just need to tell you for real. This is the truth. Like, and anyone, men, women, whoever's on the receiving end of that, is going to appreciate and respect that at least you came to me and you told me. AD had a very valid point where she's like, why do I have to hear this from everybody else but you? Got me out here looking crazy. That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
They meet up, though, so we'll see where they land on finale day. The next, I honestly don't have many, I don't have any pictures of them, and they're one of my favorites, but Madison and Freddie, that not much has happened, because Madison wasn't going to take Jalen not seriously, and then she meets up with Freddie at the mixer, and of course, they have the longest hug I wrote down. It was forever. And she tells him about her date. I saw that he was very agreeable to everything that Madison said. But again, I didn't see a scene of Freddie like professing any feelings or saying that he even likes Madison. I feel like the editors have it out for our bisexual Madison, and I'm not here for it.
I mean, I barely had any notes. Like, I had three bullets. There was nothing. I was like, they rematched. He wanted the scoop, and they just together again. Right. And I mean, I see him in the background smiling, sitting next to each other. They look like they're doing all right, but we're not getting anything. We're not getting any Freddie and Madison.
It's classic Netflix dating show. If you are happily in love, you will get the least screen time. Like, I think about, like, Tiffany and Brett. Like, they got the most screen time on their wedding day because Brett flipped out about his pants. Whereas, like, their love story, they were clearly just in love and they just got barely any screen time. And I feel like Freddie and Madison are so, because you can tell they're, like, really vibing with each other. Like, they're making jokes with each other about their accents. Like, you know, like, they seem like they're genuinely connecting with each other. When they're laying around, they seem like a couple that's, like, been together for a while.
Chemistry, like, there.
Yeah. Right, it is, but we see so little.
Yeah, and once again, it's very much for Madison. She flat out said, if it's not you, then I would leave. Which, too many people have said that. Netflix, I need you to either expand the season of Perfect Match, and you definitely need to get more singles, because it is tiring to go into the boardroom and see the same faces for the third or fourth time.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we sadly must move on. Rachel. Rachel makes some interesting moves. We pick up with Scott and Rachel, which Scott was over Rachel talking about his accent, copying the accent. So are we surprised that Scott makes a move on Juliet? He had a few options, but he goes for Juliet. And this is the grossest I've ever seen this man.
Also, I did catch that Juliet called him British and he didn't say anything.
He probably did. But I don't know.
Yeah.
This is, I didn't know he was also just 23.
The actor.
Right.
He does when he speaks. He did not speak a lot on the first version of Love Island. So I'm just like, ooh, what are we doing here? Other than that, so he wants to match with Juliet. Not very surprised. He has to talk to Rachel, though.
I didn't appreciate Juliet, how she was showing up. It was a lot of putting like Rachel down, which I'm in her even phrasing the way she's like, she took Clayton from me. And I'm like, Clayton took himself from you. Like, Rachel was not pursuing Clayton. Rachel, even when she came to the village, she was like, I'm going to say hey to everyone else and then we'll talk. Like, you know, for Juliet to kind of bring this kind of like Love Island bombshell energy to it didn't make sense to me. I know that that's technically what the energy they're supposed to bring, but it just did not make sense. And to be like, I'm going to steal Scott from Rachel. It's like, girl, Scott Loki's kind of a creep. Take him.
All yours. Yeah, I had written down, Juliet is very competitive. She was on a mission. She said, oh no, I'm gonna steal your man. I'm gonna get back in this villa. I'm gonna get back my spot back on this show. Like, mm-hmm. It was giving like bitter that she's been out, you know, since like an earlier episode. And now she like made it her mission. Like, okay, locking down on this one. I'm fighting to get my way back in there. And that competitive spirit, especially against another woman. And like you were mentioning, the way that she's like putting down Rachel in the process. I'm not feeling it. I don't get down like that. I don't like to see it. You know, it's not necessary. And at the end of the day, over Scott, be for real.
Yeah, no. I think I don't know Juliet from her previous shows.
Where is she from?
Siesta Key.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I haven't seen
it. It was supposed to be like the new version of Jersey Shore. And I heard that Juliet is a messy girl and she has fought women. So it's not surprising that this is the energy.
Yeah. Checks out. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. people said this is a new version of her, actually, and is much tamer. So that's where we can, I guess, applaud some little growth. But yes. And I think she is the only original girl who wasn't kept in the house. Oh, I think that's
she
like.
She is the only one.
She's bitter about that. Oh, I think she's bitter about that.
For sure. Yeah. So I see some things. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Do they really have a chance? Well, okay. So after the breakup, because I guess I'm following this through Rachel. Rachel, I was surprised that she was really into Ray. When did this happen?
It's blossoming. I felt like their energy together. I mean, it came out of nowhere, but she was with Scott and her and Scott, come on, like that makes no sense.
No.
And Ray, just like his energy, I like that he's more positive. He smiles a lot. Just seems like a happier person. Scott self-admittedly said that he likes drama and messiness. Okay. So Rachel, she seems like a kind of like a sensitive type. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work for her. So Ray, you know, I mean, she's exploring her options as she should. Yes. So her and Ray popping off, I liked it. I'm so here for it. And I think they did. Didn't they win the challenge, right?
They sure did. So Ray,
they worked together well, too. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ray has made it very clear he is competitive in every sense. So they did. They had to eat crickets in this. They had to change a tire. They did the ice plunge.
Yes.
This was a lot, but it was their last challenge. And I'm just like, this doesn't say anything about how competitive or how compatible. Like, test these people of what they actually know about each other. What are they talking about at night? Like, have some physical aspects, but I'm just like, the honeymooners game, that is a nice classic. that everyone loves, because you should just know your partner. It could be real messy, but they don't do any of that.
No. Yeah. I mean, Rachel did connect when she chose Scott. Wasn't it between Scott and Ray? And she was kind of a little torn between the two of them. And then she chose Scott. And I feel like this time around, I mean, she's been matched with Scott. I think over time she started to realize Scott is just not a match for her.
Scott wasn't that into her. She has said that, like, that she, I don't know, knew or heard from somebody was picking up that he was really vibing with Juliet more.
Right.
And Juliet, just her fiery, bubbly personality, that's kind of more his speed, you know? Mm-hmm. So she had even confronted him about that. And Scott, you know, he's going to do what all the men do, pull back, deflect, try to minimize it. And, oh, but you're a good girl too, and all this other stuff. And she's like, you know what? Let me go see what Ray's doing. Let me see what Ray's about, okay? Ray ain't playing no games.
And him admitting that he felt more attracted to Rachel when she was arguing with him, I'm like, sir, get out of here with this toxicity. Rachel's like, I want a sweet guy who is genuinely sweet to me, and I can tell that he's into me.
Yes.
And she also clocked that Scott is doing what he needs to do for TV. She said it like that. She's trying to get away from the drama and go on with a man who seems like he's more genuine and has real intentions, which is Ray. And like I said, I'm here for it. I would be happy if they won, to be honest.
Ooh, that's interesting. Mm. We'll see. He is an open game player, because he was bonding with Scott over their Love Island past. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting how that gameplay shows up. They win, so they get to go to the boardroom, set up two dates. Ray said flat out, we need to break apart these stronger couples. Rachel says, I just want my friends to be happy. Like, she's trying to play real matchmaker. And Ray was like, no, we got to be about us. So now what happens is that they set up Sandy and JR, which we've already talked about, and they set up
Juliet and Carrington, who also had been on a date with each other.
That's true. That date did go further.
Yeah.
But we can talk about that later. So, do you think there is any shot in them winning?
I would vote for them. You know, I think that she does like him. I think he seems like a nice, sweet guy. Like I said, I don't know his history from Love Island or what, you know, what else he all be doing. I don't know. But at least in this context, support. I'm here for it.
Yeah. And I think it's a matter of like how the singles are feeling. I feel like a lot of the single women aren't vibing with the women who are in the villa. And I think they kind of demonize them in their language sometimes. Like with Olivia, Juliet, like they kind of use this language of like, these women are trapping these men and they can't be themselves. And I'm just like, first of all, these men are trapping these women and then trying to act a clown when the women aren't around. So I think Rachel might be someone who people other than Juliet haven't had a lot of negative things to say, but I do feel like I pick up people saying more positive things about AD and Ollie. And so I feel like they would have more of a chance than Rachel and Ray because they're so new and don't seem to have made a lot of bonds with like the other single people.
She did start as one of them, which might get her more pool.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to one of our other newer couples. I guess we can then get into the Scott and Juliet. These two messy boots are being messy. She does go on this date with Carrington, and Carrington pulls a 180. He said, last time I was leading with my appeal. This time I'm all about being mature. You're with a little boy. Let me talk to me about your family. Did he even ask you about your family? Does he think you're an orphan?
We pulled out the big guns for this date, okay? Carrington was ready. He came prepared. All right. Mm-hmm. He had an agenda. Mm-hmm. I like the energy, though. I don't know. I like the assertiveness. Like, he was, I think he was saying, like, because Scott is 23, you know, mm-hmm. and he's, like, too young for her and everything. But Juliet also does admit that he is young. He's yes. 4 years younger than her. Mm-hmm. And that could never be her perfect match. So, okay, how about two scenes ago when you were all pressed over him? Like Rachel said, that was just your ticket back into the villa, securing a spot on the show. It's yes. not believable. It's not real. You don't take him seriously.
Sandy and Juliet's dates were giving the same energy, especially how the single men were approaching them, or like, you're with that little boy and I'm a grown man. And but I think the issue was, yeah, I'm just like, clearly Sandy was not about to switch up on Louie at this point, especially for JR, her ex of the ultimatum. Like, there's no way she was going to do that. And I just found it interesting. I'm just like, Juliet, you're saying you want to win, but also your commentary, solo commentary, you're undermining your own relationship. So it's like the viewer, which we don't vote, right? Like, we don't vote, no. But they do want the audience to like these couples, whoever wins, right? And I'm just like, Juliet is not selling it hard enough.
Yeah, I mean, the disgusting thing about Carrington is that he knew how to properly act. He chose not to. And now he's doing all the right things. But he even said in, like, his confessional, I'm mad. I'm mad that she didn't pick me last time, but I'm going to do what I need to do on this date. And it's like, why don't men? Why don't men?
They know better. They don't want to do better. They want to do what they want to do.
And one thing I'll say about JR is, I think this man, as much as he does obviously have an ego, he will talk himself up and say he'll go after any girl. I do think that he kind of also doesn't at the same time, because the way this man keeps setting himself up to get rejected by Sandy, she was rejecting him on the ultimatum. They're not really exes. She was like, I was using you to get my real man together to propose to me. And even that failed. She ain't worried about JR. JR was like, I heard that you said our trial marriage was nothing. Is that true? And it's like, if you have to ask. He was like, it was real for me. And he's still on here talking about your new man's just a child. JR, you know she doesn't want you. But you know that these producers are also like, you're going to go on this date, see what happens. And he did that. I was like, oh, they're going to ask him to come back every time, because this man has no ego to be like, actually, I've been rejected once. Let me get my things in. Just leave.
He's going to try again. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Didn't they put, when he came up on the screen, it was like persistent AF. Just like, sir, why are you letting them typecast you?
Please put him on a date with someone new. They always get an ick. When he was with Justine, I was like, and you know, just by looking at him, most of these women actually want it to work out with JR.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he opens his mouth, and JR told Justine, ooh, you have some nice cherries and a peach. Of course, there's
his other language was way more crass.
Way more crass about her anatomy. And I'm like, JR. And you can see he's like on her in the pool, pushed up on her. She's against the wall. And she even like leans away a bit when he tries to go for the kiss. Yeah. And it's like the distance between what JR looks like that women would go for and his personality.
Mm-hmm. His personality, he loses it every time with the personality. As soon as he opens up his mouth. And she even said that. She said she was so disappointed in the conversation with him.
I feel like you can look at a woman like Justine and tell you have to come with a certain kind of energy. And to immediately reduce her down to her butt and breast, I'm like, sir, be so for real.
Justine has been the catch on multiple dating shows. That's why they keep calling for her. And you, she has been on how many dating shows, and you are the one to sexualize her in this way. Mm-hmm. It's an L. It's almost like JR, and from what I know from his time on The Ultimatum, he was a preacher's kid.
Yeah.
He did save himself for marriage, all of that. I feel like he's still trying to figure out how to date now outside of that world. And because he didn't do that in his formative years, he has learned all the wrong lessons. He's almost, I could say, a pre-Ollie. Because I'm wondering if Ollie talks less and is the where's my hug at guy more, because he had to learn, oh, I need to just shut my mouth. And finally, these women will be like, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because there's, and also just thinking about the ways in which men talk about women when they're not around, you know, it feels like JR hasn't learned that, like, a woman doesn't want to hear you reduce her down to her body. Like, it's like he doesn't understand the ways in which, especially at his age bracket now, I'm like, grown women who are approaching 30 or 30 plus, or even in their mid 20s, don't want a man to come up to them and be like, I like your tits. What?
Also, he would have never talked to Sandy that way. I wrote that down. Yes, him and Sandy had some like real flirtatious, like innuendos in the bath, in the bedroom as they're out to dinner. There's like some touching of the ankle, some footsies, but he never deduced her down to her body parts. And it's like, and that was for a reason too. Now let's get to Daniel. I almost completely forgot about Daniel and Lucy, but this trash can fire continues in these episodes.
Yeah. Oh, Daniel. Daniel had a lot of fun. Yeah, during the mixer. Daniel had a lot of fun during the mixer. It was like Christmas morning for him. He was so excited telling the boys that Olivia was sexier than Lucy. It's like, Lucy who, you know?
So disrespectful. He's a Cancer, which makes sense, because he be all in his feelings, snapping out like a crab. And then I feel like he's also the crying boy. You can't be the man that's like snapping out, but also being like, oh, you kissed someone, you hurt my feelings.
He said you laughed too hard with another man and it hurt my feelings. It embarrassed me. And then he proceeded to pick up Olivia and lick the inner of her thigh. Well, I almost want to throw my iPad across the room when I witnessed that. Because I'm just like, I know you did not. Like, he even references feeling embarrassed by her kissing Ollie too hard. And then proceeded to engage in a way with Olivia that he knew he would not feel comfortable telling Lucy about it after it happened, which is why he lied. And
yeah.
So I'm just like, if you're really about it, do what you're going to do and then be honest about it and not try to guilt and shame a woman when you feel like she's gone too hard. Because literally nothing Lucy did was actually wrong or bad. And not to say what he did was wrong and outside of the context of the show, but if you gonna go that hard, you need to leave Lucy alone, actually.
But that's the same move, the same player move Ollie does. It's like, now we're gonna play tit for tat. And it's like, you know, that's not even in the same realm, but now we're emotional. Now we're gonna end up crying in each other's arm and we're gonna forget about what we were even talking about. And also, Daniel was so busy. You meshed two situations up, Quita. So let me say that he said Juliet was his type. He kissed Olivia for who he was most attracted to, but then he licked Alex's thigh. Mm. And then he kissed Juliet.
He's busy.
Busy lips.
He was very busy. And like when they had reunited in the villa and he was talking to Lucy, I was really bothered by that conversation. No eye contact. Did y'all notice that? He just staring off, looking into space. Yeah, I feel bad about it. I feel like an asshole, you know. But he was just so detached. Mm-hmm. Like I said, just recycling the same lines, because now it's like, oh, you know, snap. AD's here. Clearly she's going to tell the girls everything. So it's like, oh, you know, I guess I got to have this conversation. That was the energy I got from him. Like, yeah. Now I have to get this over with because, AD told the girls. So here I am just on the couch. He just looks so spaced out and detached. And I'm like, why even have the conversation? It. No. Yeah, and but from Lucy, and that's like, I really like Lucy, you know, and I wish she would just be like, you know what, I'm good. Let me go see what Jalen's about. Let me go see what Ray's doing. We got all these single men up in here and just done with you, you know. Yep. You want to go lick people's thighs? You want to mess around in the pool? You want to have fun? Go ahead and do that. They still mingling around here too.
But she's not going to do
Lucy,
that.
I would have dismissed him. I would have been like, bye. I'm done.
Yeah, but she's not going to do that because Daniel's playing the game of, you have embarrassed me multiple times. And now Lucy, to prove herself, she's so trying to be the right woman for him, as if she needs to prove that. It's disgusting.
He also has no leverage over her. He's creating it. And she's allowing him to, you know? And I just, like I said, I love Lucy as a person, and seeing that light being dimmed and seeing her fall into this and being manipulated by him, I can't stand to see it, you know? I want her to just break away from him.
Right.
Leave him alone. Get away from him. Right. Unmatch. That's it. Go find somebody else.
For sure. Yeah. I also want to say shout out to Madison, because Daniel was pushing to talk to Lucy before she was ready to. She told him no. He still was standing there. And Madison said, I would just respect her boundaries. And I don't know if you saw how Daniel walked away. Daniel, the minute he heard respect and boundaries, he didn't even acknowledge or look at Madison, who said it, or Freddie, who was beside her. He just immediately snapped away. He's like, I heard something that could then be what my boundary pushing is perceived as. So I'm just going to run away. But it's like, yeah, Madison put you on Front Street because you know you were going to hound that girl until she cried. Yeah. She's been crying.
She breaks her down. Wears her down. That's what it is. And Madison, yeah, you're right. Big ups to her, because she made him skedaddle right on out of there.
Again, just to say how Olivia was like, I feel like Daniel got trapped by Lucy. I'm like, okay, you can be a single hottie baddie trying to take this man. Sure, that's her job in this show. But we do not need to put down another woman to do that, especially Lucy, who's been going through it with Daniel this entire time. Like, he's actually been chasing her and trying to beat down her spirit so he can get away with all the things he wants to get away with while she can't even laugh with a man. So, like, no. And then it just felt so funny for her to describe it in that way, him show his behind on the boys' day. And then when Olivia comes in the house, he can't even hold eye contact with her because he's so embarrassed by how he acted the day before. And Lucy's in the house with him. So I'm like, no, Daniel is immature and he wants to do whatever he wants to do, but he actually doesn't want to be grown enough to own what he's done on his free will time. You know, it's like Lucy's not hounding him and trying to make him feel bad. Was she hurt? Yes, she was.
And she had the right to be.
She had the right to be hurt, and she had the right to do whatever she wanted to do. And I was so shocked that she did not at least entertain. You know, I'm like, AD clearly didn't want Ray, but at least she was entertaining someone else. Like, Lucy was just kind of heartbroken the whole time and then just matched up with Daniel again. And I'm just like,
she was another one. Ollie, Sandy, and Lucy have told their partners in this episode stretch, I don't want to do this with anybody else. If this doesn't work, I'll leave. Ollie, I think he was like, this is how I'll really show I'm for real. And I'll say this. And I was like, I don't even know if I believe you at this point. Sandy, I believe it. But also, Sandy, like, you could try. It's a few weeks. You can try to have conversations with someone else. And Yeah, same thing for Lucy. I was like, really? Turn back. You're from Too Hot to Handle. Turn on Hot Girl Summer. Like, what are we talking about right now?
Right. She down bad for Daniel, and I don't get it. I don't get it.
I really think it's the whole you embarrassed me. And who knows what she had to deal with being a woman on Too Hot to Handle, because Louie has been on Too Hot to Handle, but it's different for men than it is for women. Yeah. Yeah. So I can see that being a sticking point maybe for her. She was dead on talking to Daniel after he was apologizing and stuff. And she says, you're only talking about how you feel. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to make yourself feel okay about what you did. Mm-hmm. And the trend again with all of these men and how they act once they've been caught makes me also think of something I heard on TikTok. It's kind of embarrassing to say that, but it really did stick with me. It was like, some people will hate you for what they did to you, not what you did to them. And I feel like that's also showing up in these dynamics.
Oh yeah. Well, we don't think we have a shot of winning, right?
No. I think Daniel blew that up. I think Daniel blew that up.
Yeah, you can't be hooking up connected to three other women who then are going to vote on the winner. That's dead in the water.
Yeah, I feel like Daniel really messed up their shot of winning, especially with how he acted. I feel like if he would have just like owned it a bit more, maybe he could have even won back Olivia, but she was just like laughing at him. She's like, we had fun, but you can't even look at me right now. Like, you know, like, it was just ridiculous, honestly.
Agreed.
I also wonder if Lucy wouldn't want to match with anyone else because of the low number of single men. Because I'm like, who would have been her choice? Mm-hmm. Cody? No. Clayton? No. You know, like, I feel like, you know, it's like, there's such a low number of singles.
The women don't have single options. So, you know, it was kind of predictable that they weren't going to be up to anything during the mixer. Like, all of them were behaving and the men were going to go crazy because there's no options for them.
No.
Hate to see it. All right. We are at the end. So what's our beautiful black moment of the episode? For me, I had the sit down with Justine and Adie because it was a real honest, smooth situation. For our black people, there's Adie, Ollie, Ray. This is a good Ray stretch if anyone wanted to choose him. Literally looking at our options here.
Yeah. Well, mine at first was that moment with Justine and Adie. I think also another moment was Jalen and QT kind of just sitting back at the boys mixer and watching everybody act a fool. That was a beautiful moment. And neither one of them really knew the names of the people, which was kind of funny. She's like, oh yeah, watching Scott and her, and she looks at Jalen. She's like, and what's her name? And he doesn't know Juliet's name at this point, but it's like, it kind of makes sense because he just got in the house and Juliet has been out of the house the whole time he's been in the house. There's just, I love watching black people watch. So that was cute.
Yes.
For mine, I was going to say, during the seeing Adie and Ollie together in the challenge and how she was proud of herself, like changing that tire and them working together, reconciling, being a team, you know, I do hope the best for them. I was not happy with his behavior this episode, but at least we got to see them come together and work well as a team. So
one thing about Adie, which now I see why she has a podcast with the backing of the show and everything, is that she is down and game. Like, from her being on Love is Blind, even though we somewhat criticized her, she was like, Clay, you gonna have to dump me at the aisle. I'm seeing this through. Mm-hmm. And the producers were probably like, thank you so much. We'll pay you back. She's on
especially that match. Season too, where everybody was breaking up before the altar.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. She comes in on this show. She's game as well because my girl, she hesitated a little. She's like me. It's like getting that first touch of something disgusting with the crickets. She was like, ugh. She dropped it, but then she was like, no, I'm trying to win, and just started scarfing that down. And she did do that attire real quickly. I was like, 80 is so game. Sandy refused.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, no, but 80, she down. You're right. She's a rider. She's a ride or die. Okay.
Yeah.
She understands the assignment. She completes the assignment. She sees it through to the end. And we love her for that. We love her for that.
Yes. I just remember that she was like, Sandy was like, if you tried to bathe a cat, she was like, trying to use her legs and everything to defend. And Louie's like, you got to get in here.
And she's like, I'm not breaking my nail to change this tire. I don't care. And she was taking her sweet time eating those churros. It's like, girl, it's a plate of churros.
While Louie is like, I have the taste of cricket in my mouth. I can't eat the churros.
She's like, I'm not taking a chance. This seems delicious. I'm going to eat that.
There's also the chaotic bye moment. I'm going to choose Madison. Madison telling Daniel to respect boundaries. It was all chaos, but that was exactly the thing to say. And I love it.
Yeah. I think my chaotic bye moment is when they're playing Truth or Dare and the boys' day, and AD dares Ollie to kiss someone who he'd never kiss. And my man started having an existential crisis. And he's like, if I kiss a woman in here, AD is going to rip me to shreds. I'm already in hot water because I've lied to her, but she don't even know that yet. And he's like, I can't kiss anybody. And everybody's like, yes, you can. She's okay with it. Go for it. And everybody's just like cheering him on. And he's like, and then he just turns to Daniel and kisses him on the cheek.
He kisses on the cheek. Yeah. I like that one too. I really did like that one. I was like, good job. Okay. Yeah. You're learning. You're getting there. I'm going to say for my chaotic bye moment was, it was towards the end of the episode 9 when they were in bed and Juliet is putting her damn head, like her leg behind her head in the bed next to Scott. Doing acrobatics, showing off how flexible she is.
But even Scott is like, can you get under the cover?
She wants it out there. She wants it out there. She's limber. She's flexible. She's a lot of things, okay? Yeah. Scott is like, okay. Alrighty. He's like, yep. She did like both of them, right?
Boom.
She's like, I can do the left side. I can do the right side.
Pure chaos. Ma'am.
Okay, man.
Also, that kind of like, because that was also the same night. Wasn't it the same night that AD and Ollie were arguing? So it's just like, Juliet is in the house showing Scott she can put her feet behind her head. Like, Madison and Freddie are laid up in the bed, boo loving. And then AD and Ollie are arguing. Just chaos in the villa.
And Madison and Freddie are like brushing their teeth, doing a little dance in front of each other. What's going on?
Oh my God.
Everybody's in a totally different vibe. Like,
truly, very much different vibes.
Yes. And although I do want to throw an honorable mention, because Alex was the one who said that she would want to do something with a woman with her partner, she was part of that three-way kiss. So she said, I got what I came for.
She was a part of the three-way kiss, and she kissed Olivia in the game when they were in the pool playing chicken. And
when they were on the boys' shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that's about it. Is there anything else we have to say before we come back and have to do the finale?
I got nothing.
All right.
I think for me, unfortunately, to our Black Bi Reality watchers, this is another one that has bit the dust for me. I've put up with too many heterosexual shenanigans by these straight men on Netflix. I don't think I got it in me for another perfect match season. I think that's fair.
Well, Quita, you're going to be around for our Traitors, which is early 2026. So that's going to be really fun. Ty, where can people follow you?
You can follow me on TikTok and Instagram. It is just simply my name, TAI_LOWRY_.
Thanks. How about you, Quita?
You can follow me on Instagram @hello_Quita.
And I am Nicole Weaver. Please follow Black Bi Reality across all socials. We're going to be back to talk about the finale of Perfect Match. Also, Love is Blind UK starts, and I am going to be recapping that with AJ of the Ultimatum Queer Love. So that will be an interesting perspective. And other than that, we're still doing Big Brother coverage with interviews out on Monday. A new Survivor season's coming up in September.
Can't wait.
Yes. So it should be fun. And we're covering all of that here. So please follow across socials. And other than that, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. And